This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A bill to require companies give their workers regular schedules and compensate them for last-minute changes failed at the state legislature yesterday. Democratic lawmakers who voted against the bill say they support its goals, but were concerned about the possible consequences. Representative Nikita Ricks.
Some of the issues that I had with the bill, looking at it as a whole and for Colorado, was the one-size-fit-all approach for every industry.
The proposal was strongly opposed by a wide range of business groups. The Fair Workweek Act failed in committee 2-8. Ricks says they'll introduce a more nuanced version in the future. Hunters can now apply for big game permits for the 2023 season. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the initial application window for bear, deer, elk, moose, and pronghorn runs until April 4th. A second draw is held in late June. Leftover licenses go on sale August 1st, and hunting seasons are held in the fall. A Colorado police officer accused of putting a handcuffed woman in a parked police car that was hit by a freight train has pleaded not guilty. Jordan Steinke is charged with felony attempted reckless manslaughter and misdemeanor reckless endangerment. The victim, Yareni Rios Gonzalez, has also filed a lawsuit against both Fort Lupton and Platteville police departments. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Coming up this hour, it's Here and Now. We'll kick the hour off by talking about the current situation that's happening in East Palestine in Ohio after a train derailment last month. And after that, we'll get an update from a train accident that happened in Greece yesterday. The death toll has risen to 57. In Grand Junction right now, it's in the low 40s and a little bit cloudy.